This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Interest-free financial transactions, are they possible? Let us dive deep into the heart of Islamic finance and unravel together the concept of riba and the rationale behind its prohibition. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What is the concept of riba and what are the rationale behind its prohibition? Riba, often translated as interest, is the extra charge over the principal amount in loan or financial transactions. But in Islamic finance, this concept has a unique perspective. In Islamic finance, there is a focus to promote equity and fairness in all economic dealings. And therefore, you don't find riba in the ethical framework of Islamic finance. In fact, on the contrary, Islamic finance focuses on asset-based financing. It focuses not on the relationship of a lender and a borrower which has interest at its heart, but rather it focuses on an investment relationship between the bank or the financial institution and the one who needs the money. It also looks into a principal-agent relationship. And therefore, the focus is on real economic growth rather than a growth which is based on purely interest and which may not be long-term in nature. The concept of interest allows for a widening of gulf between the rich and the poor. By doing away with the concept of riba or interest, Islamic finance aims to reduce the gap between the rich and the poor. I hope the concept is clear to you. If you have any questions, feel free to post it in the chat box or feel free to post it in the comment section. Do remember to like this video and subscribe to our channel. In our next episode, we look into some of the innovative products which are offered by Islamic financial institutions. Stay tuned for more episodes. Thank you for watching.